In Petersburg, you've been involved heavily with the local Arts Council. You were involved for 12 years on the State Arts Council. Why did you go beyond just being an artist and become involved in actually becoming an advocate around the state?
Well, you see, to reverse the question, I was an artist first and was involved in community, things that uplift the community before that. And then when I got appointed to the State Arts Council, it was a great eye-opening. We went to different communities in the state, and there was so much to learn about developing what a total art program or a beginning art program for the whole state would be like. And then I was able to, absorb lots of influences from several. I was with a lot of very fine artists with thinking far advanced of my own, so I was able to take advantage of those things.
So it actually, you feel like it made you a better artist to be involved in these community and statewide issues?
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. Very much so. And it certainly broadened my view of what the arts can do in a community.
You've lived in Petersburg and Alaska in your whole adult life. Your husband, Elder, was a delegate to the Constitutional Convention.
That's true. That came a little later.
How have you seen the state of the arts change over those many years in Alaska, since before statehood onto now?
That's a question that takes a little thought. There's been a great development. There have been wonderful programs for the Indian arts. From the very beginning, there was a strong emphasis on Indian arts and on Indian language, which the humanities has taken up very strongly. And two of the people who got awards were involved in that. And then in the general picture of arts, beyond the cultural, Indian cultural aspect, the broadening of artists in the schools programs so that kids get a broader exposure to different kinds of artists early on in life, and the development of arts councils in most communities throughout Alaska. I was surprised to learn just this past trip to Anchorage that Seward has just now formed an arts council. Hmm. They had different arts groups, but they finally decided they should get together and have a council. So that broadens the awareness. Then the development of arts programs for different kinds of workshops and the support for the actual fiscal support for the arts in the larger communities where they have paid staff, and much more difficult in small communities where you don't have that steadying hand of a paid staff, you know, which is what we're struggling with here in Petersburg always. It's entirely volunteer, although we can apply to the State Arts Council for grants for special projects.
So what now for you? Now that you're a lifetime award winner from Alaska, I mean, I guess, what was your feeling on receiving this award from the governor?
Well, I'll tell you, I felt very humble and very honored. And to the question about what I'm going to do now, I have to earn it.
You don't think you've earned it already?
Well, so many have earned it, you know. And in my receiving the award, I'm very happy in one respect. I want to mention this, to have received the award, because there was only one award of the five from the Arts Council, directed by the Arts Council, that were only one from Southeast. And that's something to think about. I thought a lot about the representation Southeast does not really get. When you get to the big city, you know, you're at the navel of the world, so to speak, and the view is not always cast far outside of the big centers. However, I did talk to one person on the Arts Council, serving on the Arts Council now.
The Statewide Arts Council.
And she has taken up, along with two others, she said, has taken up the goal of representing, always representing the small communities out in the bush or the boonies, right. wherever is not the main centers, which are really Anchorage is sees itself as a center, and it is a center. And so they have to work hard to see beyond themselves, and we have to constantly remind them that we are here. We need attention.
And you had family member go with you to accept the award. Tell me a bit about the trip.
Oh, yes. I was just delighted. My family's, my daughter Robin and my granddaughter Andrea, Robin's husband Ernie, and my son Eric joined me to witness this event. And it was lovely to have them there. But I must say, in addition to the event, which was a grand and glorious affair, it's as fine as I've ever been to. And but anyway, my family and I went about seeing special art events while we were in Anchorage. And we visited a place at British Petroleum that bought a piece of mine long ago. Some of the listeners will remember it, called Overthrust. And we got to go visit that. And I was so pleased to see it again. It's in perfect condition. It's been moved to the main lobby since 2 years ago.
Is this a ceramics mosaic?
Yes. A bas-relief wall work, a large piece at any rate. And then we stopped in Seward and had a special trip by Dot Barterson, who is the mural lady, plus being an artist of vast abilities in addition, and visited all the murals in Seward and learned a lot more about that. And the whole family was quite thrilled to see those things.